many times, many scenarios where people think they're dining with a minion, they want to dine with a minion, but sometimes things can go wrong, and they might not have a dinner dining with a minion. The Gemara brachas, Mamzayin, the famous Gemara, Alms and Kitten as well. Ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer, there's a story with Rabbi Eliezer, Shnichas of Yisakneses, he came to Shul, below Motzah Sarah, he couldn't find 10 people, there's only 9 people in Shul, including him, there wasn't a minion. Sheikh Rabdoi, he had an Eved, we know an Eved has dinner with Goy, with dinner with Isha. And once the Eved is free, the Eved becomes like a fully fledged Yid. So he freed his Eved, thereby making him into a Yid. I had a minion. Brilliant. How can he do this? You have to keep an Eved forever. You shouldn't free him. So why did he free his Eved? He has a divine mitzvah of creating a minion. He wanted to die with a minion. And without freeing his Eved, he wouldn't have had a minion. He freed his Eved to have a minion. That's a divine mitzvah. The Gemara says, mitzvah bo b'avera, because he's doing a mitzvah, but only through doing an avera. So how can he be over an avera just to get to the end of doing a mitzvah? The Gemara says, mitzvah rabim shani, a mitzvah way a lot of people will gain from it, a rabim, 10 people. That's different for such a mitzvah. In this circumstance, he would be allowed to be over this or there. The Gemara says, the Gemara continues on Moshe ben Levi, the oil of Yashim Potom the basic Nesses, visit Shkav early. Why? Because she is given him name as Sarah Shinim. So he should be one of the first 10 coming to the minion. Shafilu Meba Achla, even if after 100 people come, little Schak and I get Kulam. He gets the same Schak all these people, all the other 9 people got, or even more. The Gemara says, even if another 100 people come, whatever the rest of people, whoever, he's number 6, the other 80, 90, whatever amount of people come, he'll get the same schas, all of them together, he'll get besides for his own scha. Therefore, the Gemara says he should always be one of the first 10. He's just investment. So he's even this Gemara already, the Cheshivas of Daniel with the minion, that he was, Meshach, he said his Eved free, besides the fact that he lost his Eved, he also was over on a assay of keeping an Eved forever. Rather, he'd rather be over on that and then end up with a minion. See the chashivas of a minion. The Mishmor and Tzimt Tzadis brings. No, once he's free, he's free. He's never coming back. The Mishmor and Tzimt Tzadis says, He's never Moise literally means he's never disgusted, he never doesn't want the tefillah, the tzibur. Sometimes a person does something wrong. The Rebbe Shem's not happy with him, so his tefillah, when he davens, keep the Rebbe Shem's bothered, you have areas and he talked to me. If it's a tzibur, ain't a good broken voice, tefillah's a tzibur, I feel like I'm chaitin, even there's loads of people in the tzibur. You got 10 people there, and they all do have areas the whole time, a bunch of Rishonim still. When they come together, it's a tzibur, davening is a tzibur, it's so powerful, I feel like they're all chaitin, lo yimnem, and it's badly moim. You should still daven with these people because the schus of tzibur that these people have together, I feel like they normally do have areas, it doesn't matter. If you've got 2 batik nisiyas, one has a roiv, mitzal the spalsh by it, the mitzal down with the tzibur, we know roiv on. Whatever there's a bigger minion, you should have in there. The bigger the minion, the bigger the schus they'll have. He says there's a chiv to come as fast as you can, make sure to catch Ben Ezra. He carries on the story with Reb Zalman, Abbas of Hamburg. He says he was once going to shul, and someone came to him and offered him some diamonds, and he could have made a lot of money on it. And he said that I'm in a hurry, I've got to catch my minion. And he ran to catch his minion, and he didn't manage to get his diamonds. And someone else got it, and the other person sold him for a lot of money. And when he heard, he was so happy. He said, I'm so happy that I managed to suffer such a loss and expensive tefillah, I'm just going to get it. He was happy of his mysterious nefesh he had. He lost all that money, just built down with a minion. He carries on, he brings Eli Rabbu, who brings the reception of the Isisim.
So, where do we get from that you have to dump the minion?
From the story of this Reb Zalman from Hamburg. He's just saying that he lost so much money of him
From Rabbi Eliezer Gudel.
No, you see the chashivas, he allowed him to be over an assay. Yeah. Not always, depends on what he wants.
Yeah, but where's the Mikhaya? That you're allowed to be over.
This Gemara, the Gemara says, how do you do it? It's a mitzvah, the Rabbim Sharni. And he passed him because of Mitzvah Rabbim, he was allowed to free his Eved. That's where he raised the passing in this Gemara. He didn't have a posse, there's no posse he brings. But he understood because of the Mitzvah Rabbim, he was allowed to be over there. There's no Mekor in there, he doesn't bring a Mekor from a posse. So the Mishmur Chodesh brings the Eli Rabbah who says, the people who don't come to a minion, he says, you should be courteous to them, you should charge them money. Learning or they're making money, you should give them a knas. It could be too much where you need them to make a dominion. Because they don't come, charge them a fee. You've got a penalty, doesn't come. Just like you get a ticket, you get a fine for speeding, you get a fine for not coming to the minion. Okay, we don't implement this today, otherwise the shuls would be very wealthy. But that was the idea that brings the Eli Rabbah, this is what should be happening. So we see the chashivas of a minion. You can go on forever with the chashivas of davening with a minion. Everyone knows the chashivas as many other gemaras and other mamorim chazal of davening with a minion. Now we talk about davening with a minion. I have to get clear what it means davening with a minion. Which part of davening has to be with a minion? There's all parts of davening. Brachas, you got baruch hu, shema, shemone esrei, tachlin aleinu. So we know the most important part of davening is going to be shemone esrei. Shemone esrei is the ikat filler. The whole lead up before Pesuk Zimra Krishma is just to get to the Shema Esra, and afterwards we wind down with Asher Valtir Leining Aleinu. The main crux of the Tefillah is Shema Esra, the middle part of the Avon in the Shema Esra. Now, even within Shema Esra, again, the Shema is what's called Tefillah B'Tzibur. Everyone's davening Shema Esra, and I'm in the middle of Pesuk Zimra, whoever's in the middle of Tachon, and I'm in the middle of Shema Esra, is that called B'Tzibur? So here it gets a little bit complicated, and the person is very hard to say exactly. But most person in the Prima God and the Shabur, the Mangaron, they all learn that Tefillah B'Tzibur means you start Shema Esra together. That means you all start Shema Esra at the same time. If you don't start at the same time, it could be it's not God in the Tefillah B'Tzibur. Now, what do you mean start together? Mamre's exact second is very hard to work out exactly that second, especially if there's a big minion and the chazan goes quiet. So they say the starting together means the first bracha. As long as the first bracha, the Tzibur, or within the first bracha, new start Shema Esra, has it in the Tefillah B'Tzibur. If not, it has not God in the Tefillah B'Tzibur. So according to these boys, which is the Ikab Sak, if a person comes late to shul and they've already started, or he's in the middle of Pesuk Zimra, he's taking a long time, and he doesn't start Shema Esra at the time when the Tzibur is in the first bracha, he's missed Tefillah B'Tzibur. Now it's a little bit of a shame because he comes to shul for Tefillah B'Tzibur. So daven, you can daven wherever you like, daven at home. Why do you come to shul to catch Tefillah B'Tzibur? If you don't start back on together, you missed it. Now the whole shittas we say as long as everyone's within Shema Esra, but again, these shittas are very shred. Most of them are not in print there. Things that people have heard, quotes or misquotes, is not you could put down clearly on paper and Makoya where, as long as it's simple anywhere. Whereas the first bracha, that's clear, it's a clear Prima Gadim, which was mashmalais, at least in two places. So, if you're not going to catch the Philip Tibble bang on, it's such a shame you come to shul.
You say with a shat's
mouth. Oh, so we'll get to that if that works as well. So, particularly, you've got a Starsh Mesra bang on, like, people come to shul, and sometimes Philip Sukkot Zimra, we know there's a Sugi and Bar Brachas, Shulchan Aruch is a whole simon. Well, how are you meant to skip Pesukot Zimra? You come to Pesukot Zimra, see you running late, up to Yishtabach, so you can skip Pesukot Zimra. Now, some people don't want to do this, they want to say Pesukot Zimra properly and slowly. It's very nice, but they're compromising Tefillah B'Tzibur. Now, the Gemara didn't say for nothing that you meant to skip Pesukot Zimra to catch Tefillah B'Tzibur. So if they are davening Pesukot Zimra along Pesukot Zimra, and then I miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, they missed the boat. They're doing the whole system wrong. Again, we watched last time a guy comes home to his wife with a big box and says, you know, such a special wife, so amazing, so wonderful, so happily married. I bought you a present. She said, wow, so excited. I wonder if it's the dishwasher I wanted, or the microwave, or the new shirt, whatever I want. She opens the box, and inside is a big box of chocolates. She just tells me, I'm allergic to chocolate. She says, okay, very nice. I'm buying you a present. It's on my terms. I want to buy you chocolate. You buy someone a present they don't want, it's a waste of time. You come to the Rosh Hashanah, I'm davening Tefillah, and I'm davening along Pesukot Zimra. The Rosh says, I don't want Pesukot Zimra, I want Tefillah B'Tzibur. And you're davening very long, and you missed Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's like, I mean, the present of chocolate, and they don't even want the chocolate, they're allergic to it. So if you want to get Tefillah B'Tzibur properly, it's going to be banged on together with the Tzibur, at least the first bracha. Otherwise, you daven to the Rosh Hashanah on your terms, which doesn't make sense. Now, not only that, not only you've missed Tefillah B'Tzibur, but more than that, it's also to do as well. It's also to start late. Why is it also to start late? Because the Gemara tells us that if you are going to daven Shemoneh Esrei in a way, you're going to miss Kaddish, Kedusha, the Amen of Akela Kaddish and Chazaras Hashatz. If you're going to miss these things, it's also to start Shemoneh Esrei. So not only you miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, but you're not even allowed to start whether you like or not. You come late to daven and say, do you know what? I'm going to daven the Yechidus. I'll daven with it in the same base dimension as the Tzibur. And it's too bad. Okay, we'll miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. You're still not allowed to daven because there's an Issa to start Shemoneh Esrei in a way that you're going to miss Kaddish, Kedusha, Chazaras Hashatz, different parts, we'll discuss which parts in a minute. But you're not allowed to start.
Shachnalav is a hard word to say.
Sorry?
You shouldn't be.
The Lashon of Shachnalav, Shachnalav, you can open it.
So the fries better off than the fulmer.
And if that's the basic message, it's more than simple misspelling. Shachnalav, you come into shul, it's more than simple misspelling. If you can have done fast enough, you know the shul, take a long shul in Ezra, you know you come only 20 seconds late, so you've got time to daven, whatever it is, you've got the timing. You have time to daven shul in Ezra and finish in time for Kaddish and Kedusha. And it's Marv, it's Kaddish, it's Mim for Kedusha. You will finish your shul in Ezra in time for Kaddish and Kedusha. Then you follow, Shul Kedusha is no problem, go ahead and daven. If you miss the first bracha, the tibble might not be to Philip and tibble, but you can still daven. What did Romain do? Kill a Kodesh? You've got to finish Mashma in time to catch. Romain of a Kill a Kodesh, Shmeh Tefillah. Ve'im Lav, what does Shulchan Aruch say? Ali Svalo, don't daven. That means you want to daven, Shulchan Aruch is telling you don't daven. You tell Shulchan Aruch, very nice, how do I mind to him? Doesn't make sense. Shulchan Aruch says you don't daven. You're going to miss Kaddish Gedusha. The Romain of a Kill a Kodesh, Shmeh Tefillah, Amid, Moidim. Then Ali Svalo, don't daven. He says, if you're going to miss Shulchan Tefillah, then of course you should daven, because that always comes first. But if you don't get, you don't want to be serious, tefillah, don't daven. So again, talking about the shul, you have to remember, there's five things you have to catch, which is either Kaddish and Marib, Kaddish, Kedusha, Shechus Minchus, Kedusha. There's a main of a Kila Kodesh, there's a main of Shmeh Tefillah, and Moedim. When the Chazan says Moedim, you say Moedim, Moedim. Those five things you must catch. If you're going to daven Shmeh Tefillah in a way that you will not catch it, you can't stop. Frank to be Alocha, the Alocha says, if you're the tall guy that daven the long Shmeh Tefillah, you know, every time you daven Shmeh Tefillah, very, very long, how can you have a daven? How can you have it done with a minion? Even if you start together with the tzibur, you know you're gonna miss Chazal Zajat. Frank the Bi'alocha, how can you have it done? So the Alocha says that beginning of Kuftes, he says it could be that when you start the Beheta, that means the tzibur is all started Shemaestra now. I start together with the tzibur. So then we can't fault you. What should you do? You've got to start with the tzibur to get to Philip tzibur. And the collateral damage of that is that you're gonna miss all the other things, Kaddish Kedusha, all the five Dvorim, Shab Kedusha, which are Mahakam. But that's so long as you start together with the Tzibur. If you are late, so that's your fault for being late. So then you're not allowed to start Shemaneh Esra if you're going to miss these things. Shemaneh Kohena will only work, well, it will work Shemaneh Kohena. Still, the Gemara's mashma, that these things are so chosh, we must say Amen. So for sure, Lamashal Moedim, the Gemara says, if you miss Shemaneh Esra, and you miss Moedim, you should at least bend. Why? Because these things you'll be mishtat for the Tzibur. They're saying Amen. They're saying Moedim, you're going to join in. So these things are so chosh and evil, you would say Shemaneh Kohena, that in this circumstance, you'd have to actually answer with these five things, and if not, don't daven. Sorry? Yeah, if you're in the middle of Shemaneh Kohena, you're quiet, you listen. Yeah, then we're Shemaneh Kohena. But Chatzchila, you would not be allowed to start if you're not be able to say these things with the tzibur. The Gemara says it's like Chilul Hashem, everyone's saying Amen, or Kaddish, these five things, which is chosh v'apach. Of that, you're just ignoring it. You heard Shemaneh Kohena, but you're not saying with the Chilul Hashem. So you don't create a matzah where you can reach this by davening Shemaneh Esra at a time where you know you're going to miss out on these five things.
That's why they say you should stand up. Even if you're sitting down part, very smart.
Yeah, you should always show your mishtatav. So the highest level, right, the highest level will be to answer. If you're not, at least join in. But the best is that you catch it and you will not be allowed to Shemaneh Esra if you're not. You see people come to shul late, they come inside, they come quiet, and they're Shemaneh Esra, and they just start davening. I never understood it. How can they start davening? The Gemara says, don't daven. The Rosh will tell you, don't daven. You're davening, I never understood. Wait till the Tzibur finished Chazal Shetz and then daven.
You should daven
the minion. But more than I can't believe an Ichlal missing these things.
So you're saying, Samat, you're saying, everyone who comes into a Besmetlish, where he knows the Shliach Tzibur, will not daven Shmeres so and so long, and he davens a long Shmeres, is doing a kind of a labor. Because he's done a lot of shalach. Why have you done it so long?
There's a lot of shalach. Says, don't daven.
Why have you done it so long?
That's the Gemara. Brachas, along the Sukkah there. Moses says, don't daven. If you know you're going to miss it, you can't daven. You're not allowed to daven.
Are there any other
shalach? No, there are no other shalach. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara of freshness. There can't be any other shalach. And so no, don't I tell you. Someone once told me, Azoy, Cheshvin Azoy. We know. If you are late, there's another option. What you do is you daven with the chazan. Which is another sort of mahalach how it works is not so clear. But you daven, that means the chazan starts first. So you daven with the chazan. The first thing to know is, according to the Prima Gadam again, and Mishnah Berurah, and Mishnah Berurah, and Taz, this is not have a din of Philip and Tzibur. People do it all the time, filling the table. It's beautiful to do, but it's not filling the table. There's a deal in a chaznish that they try and say it means filling the table. It's not so clear what the chaznish means. Pashas Yehusa's mask is not filling the table. But you can still do it, you don't have to go with the chazan. In this form, this fashion of dancing with the chazan, then you can catch all the things as well. You know, you go straight through. As long as you say Vakela Kodesh with the chazan, and you get to Shmeir filled with the chazan, the more you've got to time it all with the chazan, then that's second best. You're still doing it with the chazan. You don't say amen because you're damaged by it. So, but you're saying with the chazan, that also has a din of saying with the chazan, but that would not be, Pashto won't be tefillah with tibble, and you've got to work out the timing exactly. Because you come to shul, and you see the midrash ma'as, so you will not finish in time to catch chazan shat. Wait till chazan shat, damn with the chazan, and then you catch all these things as you go along. Again, tefillah with tibble is very questionable, if it is or isn't. But these will be used of these five things. Kash kadusha, might even be able to catch.
Just to clarify something, persons are slow, digital persons. Davens are slow, Langersh, my
so as long as you start, that's not the halacha question. If you start at the right time, you're okay. If you start until the right time, then we could have a timer on
you. No, he's missing, you're saying. He starts okay.
He is missing, but then he's on the Mishmurat. The halacha says, this is Efshe, he's not so sure about
it. He's getting to Moidim, he's getting to Moidim, he's getting to Moidim, he's getting to Moidim. Don't damage something timber. You can't catch it.
For sure, you're not going to catch it. The halacha says, Efshe, you're not going to Moidim, what should you do? He's not so confident. Maybe I'll take no, well, the Mishmur really comes like this. Mishmur says, how can you let him daven? He's missing. Mishmur says, Efshe, he's not strong. Efshe, God in Oinus, meaning, yes, you're missing it all out. You're missing Kashi Kusha. You're Oinus. Yeah, you do that. Yes. Right. So really, they should either go to a shul. So either they should go to the first thing they get in the Philippines. They're just missing out these five things. Now there'll be a lot of they've got dinner for
Why?
Because
they're doing it every day.
So they'll tell you. I can't answer for them. They'll tell you that they've got it. This is the quickest they could do. I don't know.
So they've got a minion.
So really, they should go to a minion, which they know takes a long time. And they'll always be okay. But if they do longer than that minion. They should maybe get together and make 10 of them.
It's hard to say that because you go to yeshiva, the Rosh Hashiva, the Rosh Tzaddikim. You know that they want you to start before they're anywhere near the end.
The truth is that if you go around, you'll see.
It's not a forced place, it's a problem.
On my little study of this, I've seen the most Gedolim, Takadoki, such a question. You go around, you see. Go wherever you like, I've been around, very rare to see any of the Gedolim bringing them from the Chazdish and down so long, Dafka, the Chazchayv, and they would have a rich for a couple of minutes, they wouldn't marry with Tefillah. Now there's another problem, people who marry with Tefillah have another problem, and that is that if someone's standing in front of you and you can't do it as a Shalom, then the Oiva Issa, Shmishpat, of Gnevis Mokum, you've locked this guy down in front of you, he can't move, and you've locked him in, it's Gnevis Mokum, Bill Rosh Hashanah came to you, locked Shemesras, and the Rosh's thinking, beautiful, be a Mitzarin of the years, I'm not so sure what's better here. If you're damning as long as the tibur, or even into Chazos HaShatz, so you can say that the guy anyway is not going anywhere, he's got to have it. But if it's out of Chazos HaShatz, you have to Tachanun, or you've come to the end of Shema Esra, the end of davening, you're still davening Shema Esra. I heard this from many Chosh Yidden. They all said this Mavish, a problem of Gnevus Mokum, davening in a place, you're not blocking people in. If you're blocking people in, then I'll daven normal. Or, I don't know what to say, maybe. I had a friend who was davening long in Lederman's behind Chaim Kanievsky. And after davening, he apologized to Rav Kanievsky for keeping him in. So Rav Kanievsky wasn't very impressed. He told him that, you know, if you're going to daven long, really, you should daven in a place that you won't block someone. But daven Mizrach, yeah. So now if people want to daven Mizrach, they'll I need to daven long, stick the Mizrach, they'll be happy. You've got to avoid blocking people in. So that's the second problem. Sorry?
What about having your hair taking
Jesus? So I want that from Shimshon Pink, that's very good. So you know Shemestra, you try as hard as you can to try and look as normal as you can. Now, people are dancing and throwing and waving. Now, all people have certain Kabbalah, as I are. Certain Hasidim have a Kabbalah. Because someone who doesn't have such a Kabbalah, I mean, the Gemara says it's a tefillah is a avodah shebelev. I mean, in your heart, you're meant to be thinking, and that comes through the brain. The more you dance and move around, I've never found out how that helps you more. Like, I think it takes away from the Kabbalah. But people do it. But again, as Shimshon said, you meant to look normal. It says people dance around, waving around, since they look to be like a Chilul Hashem.
Some sophists took it down.
There were different Mahalim. People
it
are
says Mahalim. You mustn't. Shechnuch says you mustn't. You must make faces.
You shouldn't make faces. You shouldn't sing.
Make faces.
Which is another problem as well. People's phones ring. You saw guys last night, people's phones ring and everyone goes, move, shush. Again, you don't have to signal, you don't have to make a noise. If someone's phone does ring, besides the fact it doesn't even help because He knows his father's minion. So he holds for job. If you go nu and ah, these things which are also asked to do in Shema Yisrael, you're going to stand straight down into Hashem, without any singling and funny faces and waving and clapping and dancing. Okay, back to our regular program. That's another shayla. Okay, Minish Rabbah, we said about Kaddish once. How you work with Minish Rabbah? Okay, we'll do that for the Kaddish here. So, in summary, come into shul, what do? If you're gonna come to Shachar, you come to Shachar's, and you're taking longer, you're late, you're running late, so you're in Sukkot Zimra, so skip. It's Mahalacha, you do it, Baruch Shalom, actually, Shabbat is the minimum, then you're gonna look at 3 and 5. With the first few psukim of Vayomer David. There's all hierarchy of how you work it through, what you skip and what you don't skip. But you've got to do this in the order to enable catching Shema Yisrael at the right time. If you still see you're going to miss Shema Yisrael, the best is here, Manchester, we've got such a big tibur, no problem, you jump to the next minion, you're diving a little bit late, you're missing the tibur, moving on to the next minion, maximum you'll have to wait 5 minutes. People are very worried about time when it comes to davening. You see, they haven't got a minute spare.
You go out before davening.
I know, talking about Shem Shembenkis, he used to daven a long davening, spent a few hours in Shacharis, and he used to hop around, he used to Pesuk Zibra in the first minion, then he went to the next minion for Baruch Hu, the next minion for Kriyishma, and that time he went through his round, and he caught everything between him and Zibra. It's beautiful. Yeah, it wasn't just you and me. So that's how he did it. Now, if you're going to miss Philip Zibra, it's a shame, you come to short Philip Zibra, you don't even catch him, jump to the next minion. If there is no other minion, so you cut down Pesuk Zibra and catch Shemesh with the Zibra. If you still don't catch Philip Zibra, then what you do is you miss the Philip Tibur and down together with the Chazan, and then you catch these five things. If you can't even do that, then you have to wait. Wait for the Shat. Here the whole through Chazor Shat, the Shachron says on his battle. Here Chazor Shat, here catch a Kedusha, then come and be Yechidus. Come to Marav, you realize you don't want to catch Kaddish. So what you do is you wait for everything Shema Yisrael. You wait for Kaddish, and after Kaddish you start Shema Yisrael. After everyone's gone home, you don't be Yechidus. But you can't dab in a way you're going to compromise your Kaddish.
The
shats can, but again, you're running into problems with the Tzibura. If you've got a million of people waiting, you must stop. Shacharis, you don't even wait for the Rav, even though a lot of places they do, because the Etzim, especially the Rav's Moichel, you should stop as soon as you have 10. Go ahead, because you've got a problem with the Tzibura. The way you keep people waiting.
How many do you need, actually?
Oh, we're going to get to that.
Thank you.
Okay, that's Shacharis. Mincha is the same thing. You come to Mincha late again, if you're running late, usually now a Zoycha to have here every 20 minutes a minion. Wait for the next minion. If you're in such a hurry, you can't place someone in the hospital, you have to go. I don't know what the situation is, but you can't wait for now, 20 minutes. So then, either do Shabbat in time, you'll finish there before the Shabbat gets to Chaz HaShat, or not Chaz HaShat, till he gets to Kaddish, to Kedusha, sorry, till he gets to Kedusha, you're going to finish. If not, daven with him, and again, you'll be filling the table, but at least you're davening and catching these five things. And Marav, you'd have to wait for afterwards, because Marav is no Kaddish, there's no Kaddish, there's Kedusha. Sorry, there's no Kedusha, there's just Kaddish. You'd have to wait for Kaddish afterwards, then start Shema Yisrael. Now, besides for the Issa to start Shema Yisrael after the Tibur, there's another Issa Shulchan Aruch says, again, it comes with the Rav Brachas, that you're not allowed to start before the Tibur. People are so eager to start Shema Yisrael, they come in. You see people, I've seen it quite a few times in the last few weeks, I've been looking out for it, and I saw people, they come in a hurry, so the Chaz in the middle of Shema, whatever it's holding, they just start Shema Yisrael. The Shulchan Aruch says it's also to be making your tefillah before the tibur. That means you come to a minyan from when the tibur starts davening, which is the voice of say from Baruch Shalom as the din of tefillah. From Baruch Shalom, you're not allowed to start Shema Yisrael before the tibur. If it's just a few seconds, you say Hashem Sufai Tiftach before that, Mishmar says no problem. It's just Hashem Sufai Tiftach, already part Shema Yisrael anyway. But to start Shema Yisrael properly before the tibur is also. Now this can be the answer.
If you have a long Shema Yisrael, so you want to finish both.
No, it's no good. You can't.
So you can't. There is a pre-chalosh. Pre-chalosh brings down. Oh. He has a whole story. I think it's the longest pre-chalosh. Shulchan Aruch in the Chos Pesach. He brings it when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Chus. I can't remember around. I think he saw to Chus Laretz and the second day Yontif. And he didn't. Oh, yeah. He went to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't want them to know he's davening weekly Shema Yisrael. And then he says he started for the tzibur in order that they shouldn't see his davening law. So he says, how can he start? It's also to start with Tzibur. So he says he was the Rav, and he was being a Chil Hashem, but they knew he was still a Ben Chus Laretz, and he had to hide it, which is a big Chiddush, but he had a whole Cheshbon why he did it. But normally, he had to answer up why he did it. Normally, there would be no Heta to start with Tzibur. Now this, I think, is only again two scenarios. Either the person's in a hurry, wants to start with Tzibur. You can't. If you want to daven early, daven outside, go to the next this Medrash where it's empty, daven be Yechidus, but you can't daven with Tzibur before the Tzibur start davening. The second one is Negev, very Negev, is Rish Chodesh comes to Musuf, and everyone's winding up with Tefillin, and Chazan's taking his time, people in a hurry, Fine, just not musaf. Again, you'll not be allowed to start musaf before the tibur. As long as the tibur about to start musaf, you gotta wait for them to start. Start before it'd be awesome. So that's the those are the two barriers. You can't start late in tibur and you can't start before the tibur. You've got to always start bang on. Agav Rosh Chodesh, where people, the Shekhanah already is much more interest. Clearly, you better try and mind the gap between Kaddish and Muslim as much as you can. People are tefillin, people are talking, walking around. You should try and be mind as much as you can so you take tefillin off, just leave them on the table, and start Muslim straight away. So, sure, if you understand why it's not presenting tefillin, you'll still want Kaddish how you do it. But the main idea is try and be mind at that time as much as you can, and then you avoid this problem as well. No one's trying to start Shemesh without you, because they're all on the same boat, all running at the same time. The Chaz takes a long time to put tefillin away. You're getting annoyed because that Hashem Esra, without you, you're so running into problems.
But see, can you start the Chazal
Shabbat
when there are
something
10 or even at least 6?
So
there
will
only be 10 when
there's
Shabbat.
Oh, we're going to get
a minute.
I don't understand. Why is the Chazal Shabbat? No, it's coming, coming.
Wait.
What do you mean?
In which case?
Where they started filling the table?
You
started waiting. You think I'm going
to take
that one?
You're missing
the Chazal Shabbat.
You do what we started on the right time.
Yeah.
So then, Hanami, you start filling the tzibur, and there's no problem. What you did was all great. But there's another problem. These five things we know you have to always catch. So you've now orchestrated your tefillah in a way that you're guaranteed you're going to miss them. So this completely unrelated. One is filling the tzibur, one is catching these five things.
Right.
So how can you do one and miss the other? You're doing it in a way that you know you're going to miss it. How can you start something in a way that's going to mess up? The next mitzvah B.
So,
tefillin of tzibur you got, that's beautiful, no problem. You got tefillin of tzibur. But now that's one mitzvah. There's another mitzvah of catching the five drones from the dusha. And that you're going to miss. It's a separate mitzvah completely. And that you're going to miss. It's similar to the famous Shaila, someone who knows they're not going to finish Sefirah Soibah. Can they start? Can they start saying the bracha in a way they know they're not going to get to the end? Do you say, Lamash, someone's having an operation, he's going to be asleep for 24 hours. In the middle of Sefirah Soibah, he's going to miss a whole day. Can he start now on the second day Yom Tov? Can he start counting? Do you say, now I'm allowed to start the Heter. Now I've got a Heter start. No reason why not. 2 weeks' time, I'm going to run into a problem. So to here, now I'm starting Shemesh with Tzibur, no problem. Down the road, 10 minutes' time, 5 minutes' time, when they start Chazal Shet, I'm going to mess up. That's the Bi'aloch says, too bad. But that's so long as you started at the right time. But either you're right, Tzibur Tzibur you've got. Shad is the other things, did you miss or not? So back to Musaf, don't take too long to take off tefillin. The chazan always bangs, and as soon as he bangs you again, you've got to start together. If you miss the first bracha again, you might miss tefillin b'tzibur. So you take off tefillin as fast as you can, and start exactly with the chazan, not earlier, just ask to start earlier, and not late, you're running into a shayla, if you're going to miss tefillin b'tzibur. So we spoke about davening with the chalos hashat, is that all God did tefillin b'tzibur, not Pasha says not. The aura is both ways. There's another shayla. Can you daven a different shmeshah to the tzibur? That means the tzibur davening mincha, I'm davening marv, that's disastrous. The minion, the tzibur davening shachris, I'm davening musaf. Has it got a different tefillah of
the
tzibur?
The rabbi davened before that. He came in chutzlach. He davened the weekday shmeshah.
Right. So there you could say it was the same shmeshah, just it was a different musaf. It was the same chiv shachris. Yeah, that is alright though. He was davening chutzlach, davening. But what was if he davened shachris and musaf? It's here as well. Voice in the heart of the ways. Is that called the food tip? You don't either go to the troll, I go to the dabbling. Chol dabbling, and I'm dabbling Yom Tov dabbling. He's got the food tip. Or Shabbos and Musaf. Shabbos, every Shabbos I come late. Now, I'm normally catch dabbling. So at least catch Musaf while I do Shabbos. He's got the food tip. Now, Tfilip and Tibu, how many people score dinner Tfilip and Tibu? We know a million has always been 10 people. 10 people we know is a million, beautiful. However, there are times where people daven with a million and they don't have a million. And that is, you got up 10 people, this is very hard, who are davening with Kavanah. People are not just davening, their mind's wandering. Now, Kharilim say, it could be a Tzavah, Philip said, the idea of 10 people is not just davening. As they say, when you daven, don't forget as well to talk to the Rebbe Shaila. Davening doesn't just mean going through the woods, it means the whole idea of davening, again, avoid the Shabbalev. You ought to be connected. You're only connected as long as there's Kavanah. If you daven in a place that people don't have Kavanah, it's got to do with Philip Tzibur or not. It gets complicated. Yeah, but all have a Kavanah.
Oh, yeah.
The ick is the first bracha, but really, as you go through, and against Muhammad, Chalos Hashat as well. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you haven't got 10 people, we Mechamah Chalos Hashat says, don't do Chalos Hashat.
Don't do it.
The Mishmur says, Brach HaVatolah. The Mishmur says, what are you doing? Simple. Before you start Chalos Hashat, then make it tonight. If there's going to be 10 people having Kavanah from a whole Chalos Hashat, every single Bracha, beautiful. If not, it's Tefillin Nagava. Downing another Shmei Esra, it's a Rosh Hashanah. I love you so much. It's another Shmei Esra. But it's not Chalos Hashat. Because if there's not 10 people, or rather 9 people, listen, you're not having Chalos Hashat. Tell me what you're doing. Chalos Hashat. Shabbos, you haven't got Tefillin Nagava, right? Shabbos, you haven't got Tefillin Nagava, right? Shabbos, you haven't got Tefillin Nagava. So make sure you have people listening.
For Marib, I think you don't eat.
So Marav is Chalos Hashat, but Shmei Esra at least, if you want to be Tefillah, we should make sure everyone's going to be Mechava.
If it's Tefillah Nagava, can you say Kedusha?
Well, the Mishmurga is Eitzah, so I assume he's going to, you can't say Kedusha.
You can.
I don't see why not, but as a Rav Mishmurga, you can. Every time you do Chalos Hashat, says, have Kavanah, there's Tefillah Nagava. Because you usually, many times, not here, because it's Chosh V'Yidin, but the whole time, when you don't have 9 people listening, you're Mechava.
Once you start up with 10, two or three, then.
So then you're not allowed to stop, you have to go to the end. But it could be, it was still a, what you did wasn't great. You Chalos Hashat is not, with a minion. It's too bad, you've got, if three, four walk out, you still carry on.
And you
still say Kajra, yeah, that's the one time, it's the riddle. Yes, and when you say Kajra without a minion, if you're middle Chalos Hashat, and four, up to four walk out, you finish Chalos Hashat with Kajra at the end. So that's one time you would say. So how's that got to Philip Zibbo? So it's, it's not so clear. There are both shittas, but if someone has to do it, then at least do like that. There are shittas both ways, and it could be would be a din of a minute. But if you can avoid it, down at the right time, the right way. But again, it's not God, it's not.
Nine.
Yeah, nine. Sorry, you're right. Nine. It's always nine plus the shittas. Yeah, not ten.
What for Marav? How many can you do for Marav Kaddish?
So then you get the shaila of how many can do for Kaddish for those shittas people are starting. So the Shulchan Aruch says if you've got roiv, I mean six for sleeping or whatever, the Dibbit Ladavani, you're allowed to say Kaddish. Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Ronach HaKadusha. So you see, many times, when married, you've only got six. Again, the best way for 10. But you've got six, you can do. The Shadr is, can you do Chazal Shatz and Shachat HaMincha? The case of Shachman Arach is, no, hey, when it's talking about Kaddish, then I'm going to do Chazal Shatz. Again, Kuchav Talib and Chazal Shatz, Shachman Arach says, you've got 10. And if you don't have 10, Mishmur says, if you have 8, besides for you, then you're 9 altogether, Shabbat tonight, Philip Nadova. So it's Mashmah Chazal Shatz, the Yidav can need 10. So here you run into sticky water, people want to start Chalos Hashat, and there's only six, and everyone else is down for so long, can they start? So they bring down from Chaim Kineski, he said he has the same din, he has the same din, Chalos Hashat, since we're in Shem Kedusha. Again, it's a quote, but he didn't say, I don't know, it's a quote. Mishabro and the Shulchan Aruch clearly say, Chalos Hashat, you're going to need 10. Have you seen many places the minhag is taken to start with six? Where it comes from is questionable, the Shulchan Aruch says, why do you need 10? But there is this Chaim Kineski they bring down, and he said, the six is enough. So again, from Kaddish, no problem, comes for Marav, you want to start Kaddish, not a problem, you should wait for 10. If you didn't have 10, 6 is also good. But for Chalos Hashat, there's much more grounds to say you need 10 people or 9 besides for you, if we start Chalos Hashat.
But then the Kaddish Yossim at the end of Marav would be a problem.
Kaddish, again, you'd always be allowed 6
people. Kaddish.
Any Kaddish, yeah. No.
Do you need always 10 to answer for the Kaddish?
After that.
As long as I've heard, it's very important that Tovah Shabbat Kedusha, because all the Shas, what happened in the Kedusha, it's the same thing. Remember, Moshe has a Shaila, says if you've got, you've got 9 people here, you should not share with 2 minutes at all. Shkot Tzim, here, there, Michal Shabbos, openly, can you damn them? So he says, that's Tzvilip Tzibbo, it's not Tzvilip Tzibbo, because you've got to have a Tzibbo of 10 people, which are all, you're in with Shlemim. He says, that's Tovah Shabbat Kedusha, you're allowed to do, you're allowed to say Kaddish. Kaddish is 10 Jews in the same room. Don't keep anything. Because the Dovah Shabbat is not the same as Tefillah B'Tzibbur. For the Tzibbur, you need a Tzibbur of 10 people, which are from
you
Jews.
You wrestle with the iPhone is not allowed, but Kaddish is just allowed.
There you have it.
That's what they're saying.
The next chapter is, what's called Din of a Minyan? You have two rooms joined together, Lamotel here, the back room here, the back room, the main base medrash, the, I think it was the Rav's base medrash. So there they've got the petition. Is that called one room? Is it called two rooms? The Shulchan Aruch says, like a Tchila, you did all 10 in one room. B'diavad in two rooms, as long as they can see each other.
Right.
How's that about in a B'diavad? So it depends. If that's ever closed, I don't think it's been closed in a while. If it's never closed, so it's just like part of the wall, it should be unscrewed and taken down. If it would be closed at the time necessity would arise, then it might have a din of two rooms, and it would be like a Tchila to have 10 in one area. So again, anytime you've got double doors, you go to a shul. I was talking to Rav about this in a shul, and he was telling me that it's a problem because the doors would close. So I told him, look, it's open the whole week. So he showed me on the wall that there was an Alamichya card. Tommy knows he's a mechan of his measures. Why is it there for Kiddush, for Shalshudas? So it's the biggest raya that these doors are meant to be closed at times. If that's the case, it would have a din of two rooms, and lechatchila you'd have 10 in one room, dafka. If you don't have 10 in one room, as long as they can see each other, two separate rooms is also okay. Now, the big mistake people make, more than once, someone's come to me, show me the Shulchan Aruch says, it comes to the Gemara Brachas again, that if someone's outside the shul and hear Kaddish or Kedusha or Amen, he's allowed to answer. Why? The Gemara says the famous Mamar Chazal, I feel a mechitah of Basel, even a mechitah of Basel of metal, can't be mafsik between us and Hashem. Even if there's a wall there, you can still answer. He said to me, look, you're outside, you're in the other bits of Medrash, you can't see. No problem, you can still answer. What's the problem? Now, if you look carefully, the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to answer Dovah Shel Kedusha again. A Dovah Shel Kedusha, you're allowed to answer in Yoitza. Here, Shreifa, Megillah, Amin, Shirab, Kaddish, Kedusha, whatever you hear, Yoitza. As Philip Zimmer, it's not. Philip Zimmer, again, there's going to be 10 people from people in the same room, Dafka, on two rooms next to each other. If one guy's outside, he can answer whatever he likes to answer. And he'll get Schaf, answer Amin, Shirab, beautiful. But as Philip Zimmer, then he hasn't got. So you got to watch out. If you go to the other,
he's in a different room.
So a different room, as long as you can see, but even if you can hear, but you can't see, it's not Philip Zimmer.
It might be Yoitza, when you hear.
Yeah, you've got to answer. You've got to answer in Yoitza. Yoitza Kaddish Kedusha. It's going to be civil, you know, Yoitza. So here it gets tricky. The main, if you have the chasm between, the chasm could link the two, you know, the four and the six.
Could be the
same
each other?
So it says, that's a good question. It could be a big sauce from Ron Ayn of Saint Luke. It could be even a few. As far as I can't say, I haven't seen it recently, but as far as I remember, it's even if. Some of them would see the other ones, but you've got to check out.
This definitely wouldn't be good, no? If somebody's dabbling in there and wants to retire somebody from here, it's no good.
Right? You couldn't see, maybe through the window, maybe.
No, but it's really a wall. It's never open. Well,
again, if it's a wall that opens and closes, or it's a doorway,
it's not.
Any doorway, regular doorway, there and there, open the door. It's not like a tchila. But b'dyevet it'll work if you can see each other. But if you can't see each other, it doesn't work with b'dyevet.
If you're standing in the coffee room,
so you can answer.
No,
you're sitting with the saying Kiddush in the
If it's your minion, if it's your minion, you should. Can you say someone was over? If you didn't, it's already hard to say. That's really, you definitely should. Must you? That's a good question.
That's
a good challenge. You're in the middle of learning, like now, and you're here next door, catch Kedusha. So there, why do you not battle Torah for it? Torah, we know, Tamzer's connected Kulo. Have a great catch Kedusha is, the Scharf Torah is much greater. So you're not battle Torah for it. There are people who should see them to do stop and answer. That's because they're going to carry on learning anyway. They're going to learn for an hour, I'll learn for an hour and 5 minutes. But if you're going to be in battle Torah, it's a bit of a Torah. So he's going to come much higher, up and above. Anything else?
But if you're in the same room...
Right, so that's the question. Are you allowed to stop learning?
But if you're in the same room, what happens? If we're in the same room as they're dabbling...
Then the five times of Kedusha again, you've got a problem with Chil Hashem. If you don't answer the Chil Hashem, don't answer. So that's always going to be much worse. Because the Chil Hashem, you're saying...
Even if you're clearly guys
learning, then you're okay. Well, Shia maybe you can see. Okay, I see we're running out of time. We'll talk about.